Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The 1 John 3 and 8, listen, when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil. Did you know that was in the Bible? It says, who has been sinning from the beginning? But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. In other words, if Jesus Christ is in your life, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, not to support your habit, not to support your sinning. You're misled. You're misguided. How can you sin when Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil? And you say, well, I'm a child of God. Let's go a little deeper. In verse 9, it says, those who have been born into God's family, listen, do not make a practice of sinning. Why? Because God's life is in them. Listen, so they can't keep on sinning. Now, that just makes total sense. If God is in me, God doesn't sin. I'm going to read it again. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning. It doesn't mean that you might not fall. You might not do something wrong, but you won't practice it. You won't keep doing it over and over again because God's life is in you. It says, so they can't keep on sinning. Why? Because they are the children of God. In fact, the scripture goes on to say, and this is how we know who God's children are. Those who sin and those who don't. It's in the Bible. I gave you the verses. Many people are unaware that they're being oppressed or possessed by evil spirits because they need deliverance in their life. Let me give you a definition of deliverance. A definition of deliverance is the function of casting out an evil spirit by forceful commanding prayer using the authority of the name of Jesus Christ against sickness, some addiction or addictive behavior, spiritual bondage in your life, whether it be spirit, soul, or body. The Bible says that God has given you authority and spiritual weapons to defeat all of your enemies through Jesus Christ. So this is very important. Guys, look. You have to make up your mind. Who are you going to serve? So you're going to either serve God or you're going to serve the devil. There is no in between. I'll serve myself. You can't. You're serving one or the other. The Bible says that God gives us authority and spiritual weapons that we defeat all our spiritual enemies. In Deuteronomy 28 and 7, it says, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. See, we don't have to worry because God gives us the weapons to defeat our enemies. Can we pause and give God thanks for that? See, Jesus Christ, he restored the authority that God had given humanity, and now really it has to do with us as believers. We have been restored in our relationship with God. We become children of God because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. In Colossians 2 and 13, it says, God made you alive with Christ when he forgave all of your sins. He did this by erasing the charges that were brought against us by the written laws of God, which had been established. He took the charges away by nailing them to the cross. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he didn't die for his own sins. He died for our sins, for the sins of the world. So those people who accept him as personal Savior and Lord, they're saying, I accept his sacrifice for me. He died for me. Therefore, he is my Savior. He is my Lord. He is my King. I receive forgiveness because of his death on the cross. And and his death on the cross wiped away all of the charges against us in the heavenly courts about our sins. It not only did that, in verse 15, it says, Jesus stripped the rulers and the authorities of their power and made a public spectacle of them as he celebrated his victory on the cross. So people see the cross as his undoing. It was a time of victory over the realm of the spirit. When Jesus died on the cross, he died. He went into the lower regions of hell and defeated Satan and took the keys of death and hell from him. And he became the victor over the entire realm of the spirit. Can we pause again and give the Lord a hand of praise? So no matter what you're facing in this world today, you can know this, that you have the power to overcome the devil. You have it in the name of Jesus. In 1 John 5:4, it says, "For whoever is born of God overcomes this world and everything in it." Let me give you number three. One of God's key principles to defeating Satan is spiritual obedience and submission to him and his word. Now, this is very important for you to understand. One of God's key principles to defeating the devil is spiritual obedience to God, submission to God and to his word. In James 4:6, and I'm sure you've heard this verse before, but I'm going to explain it in more detail what these words actually mean. It says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, I want you to listen to the original meaning of those verses. When it says, God resists the proud, it actually is saying God opposes. He sets himself up against the proud. God is an enemy to those who have pride. But he gives grace to the humble. That phrase "gives grace" there means deliverance from danger with favor. So when you humble yourself, when you submit to God, you receive God's deliverance from danger. It goes on to say, therefore, submit yourself to God. Those words, submit yourself, they mean obey. Place yourself under the covering of God. When you submit to God, you're placing yourself under the covering of God. And then it says, resist or oppose the devil and he will flee from you. It actually means the devil will escape from you. And you know why he runs from you? He sees God's presence over you. When he sees that you are enveloped by God's presence, the devil runs away. He wants nothing to do with God. He wants nothing to do with the presence and the power of God because he knows he's a defeated foe already. Can we pause and give the Lord a hand of praise for that? Now, in Psalm 91, verses 1 to 3, it provides additional insight as far as what obedience is really saying. To be obedient to God, you remember these verses. It says in verse 1, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. It means those who sit down under God's shadow are covered with divine protection from the enemy. It's a result of our submissive attitude toward God and obedience to God. It brings divine protection from the enemy. Verse 2 tells us that it says, this I declare about the Lord, he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Guys, what am I saying? One of God's key principles to defeating Satan is your obedience. To have protection from the devil, you must be obedient to God. He covers you with his presence and with his power. And Satan sees it and he stays away from you.
That's what it means by you're under the shadow of the Almighty. You're under his protection. The devil doesn't want anything to do with you. When he sees a submitted Christian, he doesn't want to touch you. He doesn't want to be anywhere around you because he knows God's presence surrounds those who are submitted. Let me give number four, and I'll have to stop there, and we'll continue next time. How do we defeat the devil's attacks? There must be spiritual authority in your life. There's got to be spiritual authority in your life. You need a covering in the realm of the spirit. And I'm going to pick up again next week and talk to you more about this because, folks, we're talking about spiritual things here, please. What we're talking about are not natural things. We're talking about spiritual things from the Word of God. Now, there is a principle in spiritual warfare that has to do with spiritual authority in our lives for our protection. And in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, this is what it's really talking about. It's saying that God established governing authorities like our parents, even in marriage, husband and wife, rulers over territories, kings and presidents. God is the one who established that. Why? For the protection of people. So no matter how sin has distorted that, I'm talking about the realm of the spirit. See, there are principalities, there are powers, there are spirits, there are rulers, there are thrones that you can't see. And they all operate under the spiritual principle of divine authority and submission.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Listen to what it says. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. There is no authority except that which God has established. God is over everything and everyone in the realm of the spirit and the earth. The earth is the Lord and all of the people belong to him. See, they may not say, I believe in him. It doesn't matter. You still belong to him. He created the world. He created the universe. Everything belongs to him. You belong to him. And someday he's going to put you where you don't want to go because you refuse to follow him. Amen. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist, listen, have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against God who instituted it. And those who do this will bring judgment upon themselves. So God established spiritual authority in your life as a covering for the spirit realm. Did you hear what I said? God is spirit. So what God did was not thinking primarily about the natural realm. He did it because of the spirit realm. There are thrones, there are dominions, there are powers in the realm of the spirit, and you need to be protected from it. In 1 Corinthians 11 and 3, it says, but there is one thing that I want you to know, that the head of every man is Christ. The head of every woman is man. And the head of Christ himself is God. See, Jesus Christ uses authority over the realm of the Spirit to benefit the church of Jesus Christ. Now, we're talking about the spirit realm here, folks. So you need to understand there is a natural realm and there is a spirit realm. We're talking about the devil. He lives in the realm of the spirit, right? We live in the realm of the natural. There has to be authority bridging those two realms. And so on earth, Paul writes here under the Holy Spirit's direction, you must understand what God did here on earth. The head of every man is Christ. Christ is over humanity. The Son of God became the Son of Man. And then he says the head of a woman is man. When God created Adam and Eve, he created Adam first. And the man protects his wife. And then he says, and the head of Christ is God. Just to let you know, it goes back to the realm of the spirit. When we talk about authority, it is connected to the realm of the spirit. Jesus Christ uses his authority in the spirit realm for the benefit of the church. Now follow me. His death on the cross defeated the devil's power in the realm of the spirit and over earth. He made it possible to delegate his authority also to his followers because he became the head of the church. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and 20, God worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. Listen, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. So not only in this age, but in the age which is to come. And he has put all things under the authority of Jesus Christ under his feet and gave him to the head over all things. Listen, to the church, which is his body. I explained to you first, authority starts in the realm of the spirit. But Jesus Christ came into our world, and when he died on the cross, he took the authority that was over the realm of the spirit now, and he took that authority. He took that authority through his death and through his resurrection. God promoted him, giving him a name above every name, far above all principalities and power, and gave Jesus Christ to be the head over all things of the what? The church, his body. Are you seeing this? Security in the realm of the spirit now rests with us because Jesus Christ, our head from the realm of the spirit, is over us in the church. And he is over all principality. He is over all power. He is over every name that can be named. Jesus Christ is greater. He is greater than the devil. He's greater than all of the minions of all realms that you can't see that really do exist. He's over it all. And he's head of the church. And we are his body. Don't mess with us, devil. You can't mess with the church. Jesus shared the authority with the church, his body. Now, this is how he did it. Give me just 3 minutes and I'll stop. Jesus Christ, listen to how the Lord did this, how he transferred this authority that we're talking about in the realm of the spirit. Jesus delegated authority to the church through the ministry gifts. Let me show it to you. In Ephesians chapter 4 and 8, when he ascended on high, that's the spirit realm, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. And what were the gifts that he gave to us here on earth? He gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. Why? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of his body, the body of Christ. I'm still talking about authority. the spiritual authority in the heavenlies. They were transferred to Jesus, and because he is the head of his body, the church, he transferred that authority. And he did it through the ministry gifts. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and pastors and teachers. Why? Because he meant to give it to the church itself. He meant to also give it to the saints. Why do the church need it? Why do the saints need it? They need it for the work of the ministry. So Satan can't stop us. We've got to have authority over the realm of the spirit so Satan can't stop us. So Jesus received it from the cross, rose again, received it in heaven, gave it to his body, but he did it through the fivefold ministry for the equipping of the saints so that we can do the work of the ministry. Jesus has given delegated authority over his church through the ministry gifts, but then he broke it down and brought it down even further to every member in his body. He gave all believers authority as well. It says in Luke chapter 10 and 19, I have given you, my followers, listen, all authority over the power of the enemy. Not some, not most, but I have given you all power over the enemy. Nothing shall harm you. Evil spirits must obey you. Remember what he said in Mark 16 and 17? These are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. They will use the power and the authority of my name to cast out what? Evil spirits. See, it's that connection. See, and this is so important for you to understand. See, because it's your agreement with your spiritual leaders that gives you greater spiritual authority in your life and over Satan and the powers of darkness. That's why the Bible says, obey your leaders and submit, there it is, to your authority. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over your souls as men who must give an account for you. And the greater the submission, the greater authority God releases to us in the church and through the church. That submission you receive, or that authority you receive through your submission in the church, is to fight principalities and powers and Satan himself. That's why the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. See, some people, oh, I'll just watch it on TV. No, you don't understand. You don't have spiritual authority or a covering from your television. It comes from your church. It comes through the fivefold ministry that distributes it to the saints. And now we have power together over Satan and the entire spirit realm that would try to harm and hurt us. But listen, now greater is he that is in us. He's the head. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Not just the world, but the universe.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of Defeating the Devil, Here's How. Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And so, Lord, right now we are asking that you would help us, that you would intervene in what's happening right now. Father, I know there's some listener right now who is in trouble, who is in despair, who is even depressed, and we're praying right now for their total deliverance. We bind and we cast out every spirit of heaviness. You said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, so we praise you now for the answer to their need. Give them faith, give them courage, give them hope. Thank you for your love. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.